fighting the socialists in Washington, exposing the nonsense in Congress, restoring common sense to government. It's Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. We the people must make a stand, so let your voice be heard. And call Pete now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome to Common Sense Radio. That's right, it's Thursday night, it's 8 p.m., and you're right where you should be, in front of your radio, whether you're just listening on the old truck radio out behind the garage, or you're streaming at FMTalk1065.com, or listening on TuneIn Radio. We are glad you're here at Common Sense Radio, where we turn up your voice and we sift through the fake news and we try to get to the truth and figure out what's going on in this crazy, crazy world where they want you to say women are men and men are women, but we know better because we played that game when we were in school. We know better. They're not the same. But anyway, welcome to Common Sense Radio. And as always, we come to you every Thursday, crisp and clear across the fruited plain. And you're always wondering, how is it possible that we're here every week? And despite the trials and tribulations that our electrons give us, every week our Commandante of the electrons managed to get it. This week, it was a little weird because we had some of the electrons trying to dress up as girls and run ahead of the others. But you know what? The Commandant of the electrons said, none of that. Said, you electrons are boys. You get over in the other lane now. Take that lipstick off and them high heels off. We're going to segregate this the right way. And we're going to make sure you come across crisp, clear, and pure and true. And not transgendered electrons. We don't play that game here. And why? Because the Commandante of the electrons holds down the fort. That's Mark Holliday, our executive producer, co-host, all-around nice guy. And yes, he's still single. Mark Holliday.
Thank you, Pete. I appreciate those kind words. Very nice of you to say that. Not sure how to respond, but okay.
Well, look, I just appreciate that you make our electrons live according to their genders. Or transmit according to their genders.
Are you trying to speed up us getting kicked off the air?
That's right. I'm just trying to draw the bead in a little closer.
There you go.
And even though I've already gone way off the rails, we still have the director of quality assurance in here who's just throwing up her arms right now going, oh, well, so much for dignity and decorum tonight. But she is here as head of the research department, executive producer, co-host, Gold Star Wife, United States Coast Guard, Teresa Taylor.
It's great to be here.
It's always
and
great
to have
you.
I would like to be promoted now to Truth Czar.
Truth Czar.
Mm-hmm. You are I'm sorry. Realities are.
Realities are.
And content moderator.
Content moderator.
I mean, after all of these years, I need a promotion.
You can have the promotion. Because wait a minute, I'm thinking if you're realities are and content moderator,
then
does that satisfy our requirements for social media?
It does.
Would Facebook and Twitter approve?
I guess so.
We have a content moderator?
I guess so.
Do you have a Chinese background?
Oh yeah.
Okay,
absolutely.
There you go.
So,
we have a Chinese content moderator.
Good to go.
Teresa Taylor and her egg rolls.
I like egg rolls.
I don't know.
Oh, man.
And like spring rolls.
Spring rolls and egg rolls.
And like dumplings.
And all that.
Okay, let's focus.
Okay, look, there's all sorts of stuff going on. We're still being governed by fiat. Now, did I hear that right? Today, that somebody said that we're up to 70 executive orders.
Is that right?
Is that the number?
Let me read that.
Check that number.
The last I checked, it was still under 50.
I heard somebody say 70. I said that can't
be
that many. But they're just cranking these executive orders out. And you got to wonder, are they just literally trying to provoke us? I mean, the transgender sports thing is crazy.
Right.
I mean, oh, yeah, dudes can run with your little girls, and now your little girls can never get scholarships because they'll never win again.
Kind of like how they want to treat the Republican Party.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You'll never win again. That's exactly this. They're going to transgender the Republican Party.
Yeah.
Just like with sports. They stopped the wall. We talked about that last week. And the thing about what they're doing with they stopped reinstituted catch and release, stopped deportations and all that, and said, look, you can come. You got all these migrants flooding towards the U.S. Who is the beneficiary of that?
Well, not me.
The cartels.
Well,
they're back.
The human
trafficking. They've given the human trafficking business a boost.
Sure. Yeah.
The cartels are back. The coyotes are back in business. Because we can get in the country now. So come on.
Yeah.
Bring your $100 or $1,000 and a little girl would help, and we'll bring you to the United States. It's a small price, just one of your daughters. I mean, they're preying on these people. That's what's just so disheartening, but disgusting.
Right. Yeah.
Is allowing all that to happen. They're still killing jobs all over the place. And then, how do you like this? We're going to rejoin the Iran nuke deal, or we're talking about it.
Yeah.
But what difference does it make? Because they just came out this last week and said, oh, well, Iran's probably weeks or months away from getting a nuclear weapon. What? What?
Well,
I thought we were preventing all. The thing is, we all knew that was happening. And that even though you wanted to do the Iran nuclear deal, you gave them what they needed to do the nukes.
Right.
We gave them the Iran nuke deal. Obama was giving them what they needed. And just like North Korea did to Clinton in the 90s, give us the oil, give us the wheat. And how much was that, $1 billion in cash? Make it two. $2 billion in cash.
Right.
And we promised not to have a nuclear weapon, make nuclear weapons. And what, less than 10 years later, we got a nuclear weapon.
Right. Right.
And we're seeing the same thing with Iran, and now it's coming out. And it made me wonder the timing of that. Right after Biden takes office, Iran's going to become a nuclear power. We have rejoined the Paris Climate Accord, even though outside of the Paris Climate Accord, we've actually reduced more CO2 than any of the member nations.
Yeah. I mean,
we've done better not being in it without killing the private sector to deal with it and find ways to do it.
And not unrelated to that, because it's under so-called climate, I was just learning today how much more dangerous it's going to be to move all that oil.
Oh, yeah.
Instead of using the pipeline.
Absolutely.
Just, it's going to cause more emission. I mean, it's just...
Yeah, because it's all going to go by truck or train.
It's going to go up.
Even Warren Buffett, who owns that rail line...
Right.
Made the comment, you know, that's not the best way of moving oil. I'll take the money.
But it's not the best way.
But that's not the best way. It's more dangerous. It actually, the carbon footprint goes up.
Goes way up.
Because
and if you truck it, goes up even
diesel,
more.
And then you got to truck. Yeah, absolutely. Here's the thing.
All they did was kill jobs.
That whole thing with the green... New Deal, whatever you want to call it, all that's going to do, at least for this country, because we've been pretty good as far as keeping carbon under control. They're trying to transition everybody off of fossil fuels,
right.
Which means everybody's going to be relying on electricity.
How do you make electricity?
You make electricity a couple of ways. In this part of the country, we do have some hydroelectric power, and that's a really clean way
of producing it. That's a very clean way.
But that's not enough. So some plants burn coal until Obama came along, and then they switched to natural gas until Biden came along. And now, what are you going to do? There's not enough energy produced from solar, although that is an interesting way, but it's extremely expensive. You can't put windmills up because the birds get killed, so the environmentalists go crazy when you kill the birds
that
fly into
them.
And you can't rely
on
it
either.
Because the wind doesn't blow all the time.
You don't make – look, so
what is going to happen is our energy grid's going to crash.
And you won't be able to plug your little car in to go to work.
Right.
And when you do, it's going to cost a pile of money.
Because the only plants that are going to be operating are going to be the gas and coal-fired generators.
It is.
Creating more carbon than if you had put the gasoline into the car and driven down the road.
Right. No,
this is nuts. It makes no sense whatsoever.
But see, that's the point. When you look at what it does for the environment, it doesn't make any sense.
No.
Because you can work on technology to burn the fuel cleaner, et cetera, et cetera. What it does is it controls us. What's the difference if it costs you $2 to $4 a day to drive your car to work and back? But in 2035, when you can't buy fossil fuel cars anymore in California, now it costs you $20 a day for your electricity to charge your car.
Wait, let's talk about the I mean, that's really not that far away.
No, they're saying in 2035, no more fossil fuel cars in California.
Yeah.
So I predict by 2035, there won't be many people left in California.
Have you ever tried to get around L.A. without a car?
Oh, come on.
Yeah, that doesn't work. No. There is no mass transit. You need to get out of there. Yeah.
Look, there's all sorts of stuff going on. So really, my question is, we didn't vote for this. And we know, without getting into the old election stolen thing, the American people didn't vote for this. Is there going to be a backlash? At what point are the people going to go, I'm fed up, and I'm wondering if there are some signs, and when we get back, I want to talk about GameStop.
That's a fun story. You're going.
There we go. Look, we can take your calls and texts at 251-343-0106. Give us a call or a text.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome back to Common Sense Radio, where we turn up your voice, give us your calls and texts at 251-343-0106. We just had a texter. I wish I could show you a beautiful picture of Joe Biden signing stacks and stacks of EOs, of executive orders on his desk, and it says, history will show that a dumb butt with a pen is far more dangerous than a smart butt with a tweet. Okay, he didn't say butt, but I know.
But the buyer's remorse is probably sitting in for a few folks.
A dumb A, smart A. Fill in the blanks, folks.
That's why I said, is there going to be a backlash? Because it's really kind of a circus.
Yeah.
I mean, the Congress isn't doing anything but stupid stuff, right? And he has a Democrat Congress. Why is he writing all these executive orders instead of governing? He's ruling with executive orders.
Right.
And then it's just a circus with they go back to the daily press briefings, and I'm like, oh, God, get rid of those again. Those are terrible. And then Jen Psaki or whatever her name is. I mean, somebody said Space Force, and she thought it was a joke.
Right.
Did you see that?
I heard it, but I did not.
No, I saw the thing, and she's like laughing. Space Force, that's a good one.
I'm really thinking, where
no, we have one.
On her. Honestly, she just is terrible.
No, she's...
I mean, aside from just take the politics out, she's just terrible.
Yeah, no,
at the job. She's ill prepared. She says,
I'll circle back. No, but...
You know, everybody loves a circus except the guy who has to clean up behind the elephants.
That's right. That's right. And the problem is, we're the ones having to clean up behind the elephants. Come on, man. So,
God, that was a good Joe impersonation.
I know. I just thought of that. My wife said, stop impersonating Joe. So, okay, I got to stop saying that. I don't know why. So, ask him about the backlash. Because you're watching all this stuff, go. We didn't vote for this. We don't want the border wall torn down. We don't want, you know, we still want cheap energy. We want to remain energy independent.
Yeah.
You know, and all these things. Why are you stopping fracking and all these things? All our fuel prices are going to go up. GameStop.
Okay.
Was that a realization for millennials? And that's what I'm hearing.
That's a great question.
I don't have a lot of proof on this yet, but I'm hearing this anecdotally. And the GameStop thing, for those of you who don't know, it's kind of hard for me to explain because I don't fully understand how the stock market short sales.
It just
stocks.
Was breaking this time last week.
Right.
And it was so fresh,
we
didn't even want to mention it because it was hard. It's still very kind of hard to understand.
You know, I'm not a whiz at it, but it's basically betting on the stock going down.
Right.
So you buy a contract that bets on the stock going down.
Mm-hmm. And without me trying to explain it, the big hedge funds, and what's sort of sinister, and you would think it's illegal, they'll see a company that's maybe a little bit weak. It's not dying yet, but let's say it's got some weaknesses, and they'll target that company and go, okay, we're going to do a short on this, and there's ways, and I don't want to explain it because I'll explain it wrong, but it's basically what Mark said.
Right.
They do these contracts to sell us short, so when it goes down, they make money. And I'm not going to explain the mechanics of it because I will mess that up.
Yeah, and I don't know well enough either.
So they set that up, and then what they do is they actually start promoting bad press about the company to drive this stock down, and they make money as it goes down, and sometimes they bankrupt the company.
Right.
Well, I think it's this is okay. They do this.
Now, the same idea as the
it's
Big
basically
Short,
legal.
The movie. Remember, they did it with real estate.
Right.
And that movie revealed how crooked it kind of is.
No, it really
but,
is.
I mean, it kind of was still legal,
so
I suppose.
So these guys, these young, you know, millennials or whatever on Reddit, who are in the amateur traders in the stock market, yeah. They saw this and they were getting tired of watching the big boys do stuff like this. And, you know, and they're all video game people anyway, so they like it. So they started this online viral thing to buy the stock.
Right.
And apparently it went viral worldwide. And so these guys are buying the stock, you know, around $14, and it's going to go down and they're going to make money. And these people, these amateurs, drove it to $350 a share. Right. And the hedge funds, the big boys, were apparently...
You can lose.
They were losing
billions of dollars.
They were losing billions of dollars on this because it went up. And I can't explain it, but when it goes up like that, apparently, instead of making the money, you owe the money.
Right.
Because you don't buy the full price of the stock. You only buy a promise to buy.
You buy a promise to buy
at a certain price.
Right.
And when...
If it goes the wrong way.
And when the promise comes due because you have promised somebody you're going to deliver 100,000 shares of stock, well, it's great if it goes down to $3 a share.
Because you take the difference.
Exactly. But if it goes up to $300 a share, you still have to deliver
and pay
100,000 shares of stock.
And now you pay
the difference. And you pay the difference. Yeah,
so,
you can lose billions that
so
way.
Now here's why this
Not
is interesting.
Not for the faint of heart.
Here's why this is interesting. So the hedge funds are taking it on the chin, big time, losing billions. And all the millennials on Reddit and wherever, they're all in their chat rooms and they're high-fiving and stuff. Yeah, we got the big guys. And then all of a sudden the platform Robinhood, who gets pressure from the hedge funds, stops the trading. No more trading of GameStop.
Right.
Now, that only lasted for a short time. And then even when they came back, they put limits on it. But whoa, the millennials went, wait a minute, you're rigging the game.
Yeah.
And that may be part of the awakening because I've heard anecdotally, some of them are like, Trump was right. This is all rigged. The rich, the super rich are screwing us, and they're not even giving us a chance.
Yeah, yeah. I heard it explained by somebody that it's like in the Super Bowl, the rules change at halftime.
Yeah.
That's what they did. They changed the rules in the middle of the game.
Right. While the game was being played. But that is actually, and it's odd because, you know, your First Amendment rights doesn't seem to resonate with the millennials.
Mm-hmm.
But not letting them trade freely on the stock market seemed to resonate.
Yeah, yeah.
And so maybe there's some hope that some of the younger people who have been more disposed to, you know, all this totalitarian tactics of the government are kind of waking up and go, wait a minute, we're being played and rigged in everything.
Yeah.
It's on the stock market. It's in social media. They censor us. It's in the government. So I just wanted to bring that part out, and that goes to maybe that's where the backlash is coming. Moving on. Oh, wait. We wanted to get that one under the really crazy things going on.
Right.
I didn't want to go. You brought up the Secretary of Defense, the new Secretary of Defense.
Oh, yeah.
Which I'm going to tell you, I am not a fan of recycling retired generals and admirals to serve in the cabinet.
Me neither.
Right.
The cabinet is supposed to be the civilian control, and getting retired admirals and generals.
I just don't like that.
That's not what it was set up for.
Right.
They're like, oh, I'm going to promote this general to be over all the other generals. No.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be civilian control.
Right.
Anyway, aside from that, this guy, 60-day stand down for the armed forces to root out white nationalism and racism
extremism.
In the military and extremism.
And
where is the evidence of that?
Go on to actually define it.
No.
Which is what makes it really creepy.
Well, and that's the problem. If you don't specifically define what it is you're looking for, well, then it leaves it open to individual human interpretation.
Well, yeah, we're going to go vet your, we're going to search out, and that's what they're talking about. Not only are we going to have a stand down and do some retraining on you, we're going to vet all their social media and screen all the troops to see if they're extremists or not, which the code word there is,
Were you a
Trump supporter?
Or have you ever been a Trump supporter?
Have you ever been a Trump supporter?
Yeah. Back in the...
It smacks of the loyalty pledge.
Mm-hmm. No,
the totalitarian dictators demand of their...
full loyalty.
Full loyalty.
Exactly
you can't be part of this.
Not loyalty to the country, to the Constitution, to the...
But
loyalty to the party.
To Sleepy Joe. And the party.
The party.
The party.
The
party.
Loyalty to the party.
And that's where they're at. And the crazy thing is, white nationalism and racism, I served it from the 80s until 2005. And I can tell you, all the way back in the 80s, the military was probably the least racist organization in this country.
Yeah.
We had equality because we had people of all races serving, and I served. I had black sailors that served under me, and I served under black officers. One of my best captains was actually a black officer who was a CO of the Flatley, USS Flatley FFG-21. He was a running back at the Naval Academy.
Oh,
big old dude.
Wow.
He was great guy, but boy, he was intimidating because he was so big. But just barrel-chested. But great guy. But these guys, we were already on merit back then. In the 80s and 90s, it didn't matter what color you were.
Yeah.
You went and looked at the sailor that could do the job. And it didn't matter if it was the black one or the white one. The one who was best, that's who got the job.
Well,
because we needed it done.
Yeah.
We didn't care what you looked like. We needed it done.
And
so to come back now and say we have that, what? And
that's the strength of the military, that fact. And this just weakens it.
No,
On the best way to look at it, it's weakening the military.
It's weakening the military.
I think it's more sinister than that.
Because by doing this, you're making it sound, we've got a problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What?
And it's like mysterious enough that you could just pull anybody out.
That's what I don't like about it.
Yeah. It's not a definite.
Okay. Man, I can't believe we ran that segment out already. All right, we'll be back with your calls and texts, 251-343-0106.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome back to Common Sense Radio. At the bottom of the hour, we bring aboard Mission First Mortgage as a special sponsor. Mission First Mortgage. If you are at home buying and the market's still hot right now, you need to be locked and loaded with your financing because you could miss your dream home. The market is very competitive, and if you're not pre-approved, you have financing in line, you could miss out on a home, the one that you want. So what do you got to do? You got to go to a mortgage company that is mission-focused, mission-oriented, and their mission, your financing, your dream home. And who does that? Mission First Mortgage is run by a Marine, Brian Dewberry, great guy. You need to visit Mission1STMortgageInc.com. That's Mission1STMortgageInc.com. Or just give Brian a call at 251-289-1141. They will make sure you get the best financing you can get and you're qualified, locked and loaded when you go hunting that dream home and you can get it and don't miss out on that. So call Brian at 251-289-1141 at Mission First Mortgage and he brings you wit and wisdom from our 40th president.
It was C.S. Lewis who in his unforgettable Screwtape Letters wrote, "The greatest evil is not done now in those sordid dens of crime that Dickens loved to paint. It is not even done in concentration camps and labor camps. In those, we see its final result. But it is conceived and ordered, moved, seconded, carried, and minuted in clear, carpeted, warmed, and well-lighted offices by quiet men with white collars and cut fingernails and smooth-shaven cheeks who do not need to raise their voice. Well, because these quiet men do not raise their voices, because they sometimes speak in soothing tones of brotherhood and peace, because like other dictators before them, they're always making their final territorial demand, some would have us accept them at their word and accommodate ourselves to their aggressive impulses. But if history teaches anything, it teaches that simple-minded appeasement or wishful thinking about our adversaries is folly. It means the betrayal of our past, the squandering of our freedom.
Folks, that is from March 8th, 1983. That is the remarks to the annual convention of the National Association of Evangelicals. It's also known as the Evil Empire speech.
Right, yeah. Oh.
So he's really talking about the Soviet Union.
Mm-hmm.
But I picked that because even though he's talking about the Soviet Union, doesn't that sound like a nice old man scribbling out executive orders at breakneck speed in the Oval Office?
He's just a nice old Uncle Joe,
and he only wants what's best for you, and he comes on, he says something about unity, and then he writes out another executive order that says that boys who want to wear lipstick can compete in sports against your little girls, and all these other things that they're doing. If we think that this is not going to end, they're just making a little demand here. This is not going to end. This is all heading towards getting rid of your First Amendment rights, which we are living under right now. And folks, ultimately, your Second Amendment rights. This is all heading for your Second Amendment rights.
Sheila Jackson Lee has filed a bill.
Bingo.
H.R. 127.
Yes.
And
from Florida texted in about it.
If you have not seen what that is proposing, folks, this will scare you to the heights. I mean,
if you're not already.
It is complete gun control, gun confiscation, ultimately.
It is laying the groundwork for gun control, gun confiscation. The White House has said something about gun control now.
Yep.
H.R. 127 is in there. What does it have? Weapons registry? I know weapons registry is in there.
It's that and like insurance.
Oh, yeah. You have to have, if you own a gun, you're going to be mandated to have some certain liability insurance.
Which is
so what they're trying to do is make it costly for you to own a gun to go, oh, man, I can't afford a gun.
And they're going to make a bunch of rules for you to break, which will be a great time to come in. Oh, you know what? You broke all these rules.
You broke these rules. We got to take your guns.
You're not responsible.
But let me tell
you. I mean, that's where it's leading. Yeah.
The gun registry alone, that is the groundwork for taking your guns. That's what happened in Great Britain in the early 90s.
Mm-hmm.
They said, look, we're not going to mess with your guns, but we at least need to know where they're at. And so they said, you got to register your guns. But that's all we're going to do. And I think they taxed them or something. So they made all the citizen register their guns.
Right.
What happened a few years later? They said, you got to turn them in because we know where they're at.
All right, here it is. H.R. 127 will, number one, mandate the registration of all firearms and ammunition across the country.
Boom.
Ban 50 caliber ammo, because if you need to really do some damage, that's the one to have.
Right.
Require mental health exams in order to buy a gun or ammo.
Which means if you're a Trump supporter, you're automatically disqualified. Automatically.
Ban all magazines that hold more than 10 rounds. Establish a national ammo registry so the government knows who owns what ammo. Mandate civil liability insurance for gun owners and make you pay $800 per year to get a national license to own a firearm or ammo. $800 per year, and Lord knows what the liability insurance would cost.
Oh, no. So what they're going to try to do is make it for the common person, it's too expensive to own a gun.
Yeah.
Which actually hurts poor people the most.
Now.
Right, because they're the ones who need to defend themselves.
If you are like a single minority mom
living in a rough neighborhood,
in a place where the police have been defunded.
Right.
What are you? I mean, think about how evil this really is.
No, this is.
I happen to know this is evil.
Yeah.
I happen to know the Second Amendment by heart. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed.
This is infringement. If there ever was,
that's
infringement.
All infringement. This is totally unconstitutional. But now, does anybody have any faith that wobbly Supreme Court will rule correctly? I mean,
the wobbly.
Wobbly.
That's the best way.
And that's before it gets packed.
No, it hadn't even been packed yet. But just think now. I mean, think how quiet they've been. They've punted on everything. They have hid under the covers on everything. You don't hear anything about the Supreme Court. And that part, that's a part of another story I got. They're being intimidated by the Biden administration.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Biden administration has created a commission to studying reforming the Supreme Court. Which is akin to saying, huh, that's a really nice court you got there. Be a shame if something happened to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
That's basically what they're doing.
Yeah.
So John Roberts, who is really much more of a political animal than a legal animal.
A jurist, yes.
Than a jurist, is like, all right, we'll play whatever you want. And that's where I went back with this thing from Reagan. And also goes with the column this week, Everything Has Changed. You can find it at BamaNewsNow.com. Everything has changed, folks. Well, we don't have free and fair elections. We can't trust the Supreme Court. We have a rogue federal government that is busily working to usurp our rights.
And before we jump off of that, I love that Reagan used the screw tape letters. If you're a listener, you've never read the screw tape letters, please do so. There's nothing to understand human nature better than that. And it's entertaining, but it's so, but also in the screw tape letters, it says the surest path to hell is the gradual one.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're seeing here. But you got to remember that, think of a gradual slope. You can be below sea level before you even realize it.
Realize it. Nope.
And I think we've been going down the gradual slope for a long time, and we're probably near
underwater.
The bottom as it is.
No.
But, yeah, that was good.
And that's where we're going with all of this, is they are slowly trying – not slowly now. They're actually
now they're
moving
gonna go as
quick,
fast
more quickly
as they can.
And more quickly, but they're trying to get these things past us. And, folks, if you don't think – that's what this pack in the Supreme Court is about. That's what they talked about, D.C. statehood.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll go for Puerto Rico.
Because
if they can add four Democrat senators, it's going to be hard for us to ever win the Senate back.
Yeah.
Which I go back to another thing. Until we have free and fair elections, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
They're going to rig every one of these things. So we have got to start drawing the battle lines at the state, at each state. And the states need to start standing up and declaring themselves sanctuary states for the Bill of Rights. And the states need to, right now, put the federal government on notice. We are not going to comply with any gun control that violates the Constitution.
And we were just
particularly the Second Amendment.
Talking with the previous host, and we need attorneys that will go to battle.
Right.
And do pro bono work for, I mean, honestly, you could only take on one topic. I mean, and really do it right. But without that, what do you do? And you're still not going to win everything. But where are all the attorneys? I mean, I still see there should be tons of class action lawsuits.
Unfortunately, most of the attorneys are liberal.
Well, true, but they can't all
be.
There
are some,
but
most of them are liberal.
Well,
but hopefully some of them are coming around. Even the liberal ones, if they have integrity, aren't they seeing the First Amendment just being obliterated?
Absolutely.
Shredded?
But isn't it still a chance
you can't
to, like,
talk, I mean,
make money?
You can't say stolen election.
Right.
No media will let you do that.
You know, I noticed something. I was looking at Mike Lindell, who was doing an interview on Newsmax.
Oh, yes.
Right.
I know.
Y'all saw
just
that?
When
see,
we
I
saw
the guy
Newsmax
shouted him down, the anchor. It's like,
he got up and walked off on
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
it was
absolutely.
Horrible. I watched
and,
it.
And, you know, because Newsmax, and here's the thing, what we got into with Ron last week, talking about, you know, there's no evidence and, you know, and nobody, and every court has said, you know, that there is no fraud. And it's the fact of the matter is there's been no investigation. No evidence has been looked at.
Yeah, there's been no actual hearing of the evidence.
Exactly. And Mike Lindell says, I've got the proof. You know, if nobody looks at it, then does it exist? It's like the tree in the forest that falls and nobody's there. Did
I've got the proof, but you won't look at it. You won't even look at
won't
it.
Won't even
you
look
won't
at
dispute it.
It.
You
like
won't
a child.
Refute it.
Yeah,
like a child.
Yeah.
No,
no. I lost quite a bit of respect for that particular
I
anchor and Newsmax.
I did too. Because like, I've been enjoying them a little
where
bit.
Where in the world do we go now? I mean,
yeah, I
Common Sense Radio,
well,
Mark.
There you go.
Common Sense Radio. That's where you go.
Yeah.
All right. We got a quick text. Joe Biden is an unnamed texter. Joe Biden is like a child in reality. People are just throwing executive orders in front of him, and he signs it. He doesn't understand the consequences of his actions. He is a pawn for the evil, and he is not going to buck anyone. I don't even think he knows the election was stolen. He's such a nice guy. Which goes along with
yeah,
the
come on, man.
Such a nice guy.
Come on, man.
All right, we'll be right back with calls and texts at 251-343-0106.
With your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome back to Common Sense Radio. Look, there's still a lot of other things we're not going to really get into. The COVID relief bill for $1.9 trillion, folks. They're working on trying to get there, but know this. It's a money laundering scheme to bail out blue states who are way in the red, and they either have to raise taxes and collapse, or they need a federal bailout. That's what's going on there. Interesting thing. Today, the Congress voted to strip Marjorie Taylor Greene, I think she's Congresswoman from Georgia,
yes,
of all of her committee assignments because they said she was too extreme and radical. She was a very talks about the election being stolen, and then I haven't been able to dig into the details, but they're according her all sorts of conspiracy. It sounds like they're smearing her.
I listened to her remarks today on the floor.
Okay.
So, yes, they just smeared her because basically she is an unabashed Trump supporter.
Right.
She's like, I'm going to fight this if I can. But she's like, I've been in here for 1 month and a week or whatever.
Right, and you just...
And again, yeah, they definitely targeted her. But let's just say she is a little wonky. A little wacky out there. Well,
any wackier than Maxine Waters or Sheila Jackson Lee?
Or Ilhan Omar.
Yeah.
Or even if you want to look at, like, Mitt Romney. I mean, some of his personal beliefs about Mormonism, I don't really agree with. But, hey, the people—
out there, aren't they?
Well, they are. If you want to just say—I mean, they were calling her a wacky weed. They were calling—I mean, very dehumanizing—
Right.
Not
no,
even giving her a shot.
Her.
But I'm like, we could do that with everyone. So it did it. They played that out for a while. But then they wanted to strip her from anything, really.
Any committees.
Any committee.
But today she stood up and gave her remarks. And basically what happened in like 2018 or some time ago, she liked a few things, which, again, I didn't know that liking certain things on Facebook is now criminal. If you just
apparently,
click,
if you like even the wrong
if you,
thing.
If you accidentally even click like, I'm like, how does just clicking a like button make you conspiratorial? But anyway, she admitted, yeah, I kind of looked into some of this QAnon stuff because, hey, you can't get anything from the mainstream media. And she admitted, like, she looked at it and then she kind of like corrected her own ways and like, yeah, I kind of believed it for a while. And then I realized it probably wasn't all true. I mean, she just admitted it all, but she gave a bold stand for, I am a Christian, I believe in this, I am here to work for the American people. And really, at the end of the day, it's just wrong. You can't strip someone that these people of Northwest Georgia, they put her there. So it doesn't matter if she believes there's unicorns that fly. I mean, I don't know.
Those like, people put her there.
You can't just say, we don't like you, we're going to call you weirdo, because we could do that all on the other side.
Because they're not really censoring her. They're censoring the people of that district in Northwest Georgia. They have denied them.
Those people picked her. And
I mean, they should file suit against the Congress.
Absolutely.
The people of Northwest Georgia say, we've been denied due process and
voice. I didn't find her. I don't know deep. I haven't went deep diving on her.
That comes back to taxation without representation.
They just did it.
I mean, it is blatant.
She didn't say anything to me that
seemed really unreasonable. No, but here's 2 points I want to make on that. Is okay, so maybe you didn't like what she liked on Facebook. But
yeah,
they're
going to
strip her of all her committee assignments. But you can sleep with a Chinese spy for 10 years, and we will put you on the intelligence committee and leave you there.
Yeah,
or
Eric Swalwell.
Marry your brother, and you can like fraud the system to be a
immigration
citizen.
Immigration fraud.
You can make anti-Semitic remarks.
And you can stay on your committees. This is crazy. Mm-hmm. And then the other point I want to make. Folks, this is how the swamp neutralizes people.
Yeah. And that's what they're doing.
You can't go up there and make a stand. They isolate you. They ostracize you so you can't accomplish anything, and you bring no bacon back to your
district.
To your district. So your district goes, well, we appreciate your moral stand and principled stand, but we still need federal money, so we got to get somebody in who can play the game.
We need somebody who can get the job done and get the money. get the money to come and
their home. Favorite fix, Trump, isn't there anymore. So they have to...
They got
to
find somebody else.
I mean, you know, as hard as they're still trying to blame him.
Which we're kind of waiting on him
I think they are kind of like, you know, fiending for their favorite.
Yeah. All right, we got to get Kevin and Mobile on. They've been holding patiently. Kevin, what do you got for us?
Hey, you know, I watched Tucker Carlson the other night there, and he was talking about all of the unredacted FBI probe there on the Mueller report there. And he was showing what testimony from, like, Comey, Schumer, all these clowns here, what they were spewing out. And then what they actually said. These people should be tried for treason. They were under oath, and they lied under oath. Then today they talk about wanting to bring President Trump back at his impeachment hearing and put him under a sworn oath right there. What hypocrisy is going on right there? It's time for us to turn our nation upside down and get back to the basics right there of running our country. The people at the helm right now, they don't have it. We need to take our country back. We need to take our country back.
No, you're absolutely right. And that's why I'm wondering, when does the backlash manifest? And I think it is. It's building.
Yeah.
Because people didn't vote for all this stuff. But it's total madness up there about the they're doing everything opposite. And I almost feel like they're really doing it just to provoke us.
Yeah.
They are trying to provoke the American people.
They're going to eat their own is what I see.
Because well, I think they're going to do some eating their own.
But Biden in there, they don't want these people in here. They want to eat their own right there. And not just the American people, the Republicans, the Democrats, the Independents, they see right through their dog and pony show.
Yep.
But the whole thing is right there. We only have the avenues of TV, social media, and radio right now. And unless it's somebody like you, or either it's Newsmax or Fox right there, the word's not getting out right
No,
there.
Because they've censored us on social media.
You know?
They took down Parler. They're censoring you wherever you're at. They won't let the media talk about it, so it's hard to get the truth out,
which again is
what happens in a totalitarian regime.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is par for the course if you just know history. This is what
exactly.
they do.
What happened is the Bolshevik Revolution. It's what happened when Nazi Germany came along, and you look what's happened in Red China. This is it. But we cannot stand and allow this to happen right here, you know. I was watching Mr. Lindell talk about how they've just destroyed his platform right there. The guy's, he's a good patriot, he's a good Christian man right there. But the whole thing is they're trying to just base everything on Trump. President Trump is a smart man. I guarantee you right now he's on the sidelines and he's working on things to help not just the Republican Party, but to help America.
No,
let's not forget DeSantis. Came out swinging this week.
Absolutely.
At Big Tech.
Back right there. You're not going to let them sleep on the floor. That was horrible. That was horrible.
I'm proud of him for doing that.
Right there. That was horrible. They should be brought up on charges. Let me tell you what. The American people are going to come back. We're going to come back with a vengeance. God's on our side. God is on our side. And we will take our country back, I promise.
And what you just said about Ron DeSantis goes back to what we said earlier. We need to retreat for a second to the states, regroup, and draw the battle lines and say, you're not coming into our states. You're not taking away our First Amendment rights. You're not taking away our Second Amendment rights. The states are going to stand against the federal government because the federal government is a rogue federal government right now.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So,
God bless what you're doing. Keep up the good work. And protect our troops.
No, thank you, Kevin, for the call.
Great call. Thank you.
You know, Kevin brought up another point, you know, having Comey and Brennan. And you know what's really, really disheartening and disgusting about all this is all these guys who literally committed crimes against this country. They spied on Americans. They spied on they used the power of the federal government to spy against their political opponents.
And lied about it under oath.
Lied about it under oath. All of the criminal activities they did, the seditious, traitorous activities, all awash, all under the table. Now we get to come back and pretend that we're part of the establishment again. We've been sanctified and cleansed and sanitized and whatever, and now we can talk. All right, folks, don't give up the fight. God is in control. We are drawing the battle lines, and we will be fighting our way back to freedom and reasserting our rights. Don't give it up. Listen always to Common Sense Radio. Check us out on whatever social media like MeWe because we've been kicked off of everything else. And if Parler ever comes back, we'll be there. But hey, honey, it's time to come home.